Exactly what kind of rainfall will we experience by the end of the week, the holiday weekend? Questionable. We just have a cold front coming by. We'll have some showers probably late Friday, Friday night, moving out Saturday. If we have the cold front move by, and then a storm comes up from the south, it could bring rain on Sunday. If the two team up together, then we could have rain developing late Friday, Friday night, and Saturday. And then things will clear out on Sunday. So we're not sure right now. We're not, let's put it this way, we're sure about your trip going to Grandma's house, but we're not sure about your trip coming back on Sunday. Well, and that's what she wrote.
Well, but there's no snow in that anyways.
There's no snow in the forecast.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's
77
good.
Inches at Orchard Park.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Yep.
I was looking at the people who did time shots, you know, with their video cameras. And it's simply amazing to watch, you know, to watch how it piled up.
How it piled up. And again, folks, you know, a lot of people are always fast to point at the weathermen and say, you know, you guys got that wrong. But, you know, point at us now and say, hey, you guys had it right 2 days in advance. For a record event, not just a normal event, a record event. I mean, it was indicated 2 days in advance that there could be 4, 5, 6 feet of snow. And as there was, it was over 7. Well, no, 6.5, actually. Yeah.
It's funny. So a couple of people posted videos that were just on the fringe and just missed out.
Right.
And it was so funny to see the videos where they were. There was just a few flakes coming down, but when you looked in the distance, everything was obliterated. You couldn't see. They were probably a half mile to a mile outside the snow zone.
That's lake effect.
Yeah.
That is lake effect. Very, very hard to forecast, but with the use of the high-tech computers and all the new technology, it's definitely getting better for us. I would wish that the nor'easters would be as accurate, but you know as well as I do, that's not the case.
Well, the lake, on the lake, the squall lines come across the lake, and when the lake is wide open, you're going to get a lot of heavy snowfall sooner or later, most of the wintertime. When it freezes over, it or portions of it freeze over and it gets cool enough, it'll calm down. But, you know, they can look at that fairly consistently now. But nor'easters are all over the place. They can move inland, outland. The difference of 30 miles means either you get no snow or a foot and a half. You know, it's just
that's
a way. Just,
that's
and,
correct.
And those are long-term developing things. They're not these results of the atmosphere doing what it does, like having air go over the Great Lakes, pick up all that moisture, and then dump it. You know, that's an amazing cycle.
It really is. There's no doubt about it. You know, that you could watch. You could actually watch. Nor'easters, like you say, they change their shape. They change their direction. And so many influences, you know, with the Great Lakes, you know, you got principally that body of water. Here you have the Atlantic. Sometimes the Gulf of Mexico gets involved and the Canadian air gets involved. So you're dealing with more than one thing. But at least we don't have to worry about any kind of nor'easter, at least through or into Friday. So that means anybody traveling Thursday and Thursday night should not have a problem, and thank God that's me, because I'll be driving all over the place. So I'm glad that the roads will be dry. I have to tell you that I had an absolutely lousy weekend.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Didn't feel good at all.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know if it was, I mean, some people say, well, you know, it's the effects of the pneumonia shot. I got the pneumonia shot a week ago. I don't think it would have that kind of an effect on me a week later. I just think I had some sort of a bug. But let me tell you, I started feeling better yesterday, but Friday night, Saturday, lousy, absolutely lousy. Couldn't feel any worse, believe it or not.
That's funny because I had a horrible time Friday afternoon into Saturday. I couldn't sleep. I had just horrible aches all over my body. And so I was going to do a bunch of stuff Saturday. I didn't. And on Sunday, I woke up and I felt much, much, much better. And I came into the station. But I had the same thing. I just felt terrible. It was just a yeesh.
And I said, a lot of my problem, again, was centered in the stomach. And something told me yesterday morning, I remember my sister, just a little while ago, telling me that she was, day after day, she's having problems with the stomach. And then she decided to take a Pepsi. And she said that worked. I said, you know what? Let me just go upstairs and take a Pepsi. So it was yesterday morning about 8:30. I went upstairs and I took a Pepsi. 8:45, 8:50, the entire feeling left me. Huh? Just left me. Just like boom, cleared it up. So who knows? Maybe it was acid reflux. I don't know what the story was, but that was done. I did get to see a couple of movies over the weekend. I wanted to pass it over to you. That one of them, if I can only remember the name, but you may. It's a brand new movie on Netflix. It's a fantasy. Do you like fantasies?
Yeah.
And it's about this girl who dreams. She loses her father and she dreams, and they're on an island with a lighthouse. Let me see if I can call it up for you. It was so creative. The effects were so good. I have to tell Marshall and our listeners, because I'm going to just put here new fantasy movie on Netflix. Because I think it's not for the young. It's called Slumberland. S-L-U-M-B-E-R, Slumberland. And it really is a great movie. A young girl discovers a secret map to the dream world of Slumberland, and with the help of an eccentric outlaw, she traverses dreams and flees nightmares. So, not for the young kids, but for some of the older kids, just a great fantasy movie. Great fantasy movie.
And don't see that Christmas movie yet, that I was talking about on Apple TV. It's terrible.
Oh, you're kidding.
It was.
That's not the one with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, it is. But they tried. I turned it off 25 minutes into it. It's more like a musical, okay? And I just you might like it. I turned it off.
Oh, okay.
Very disappointing.
And what about? Did you didn't get to see Disenchanted, right?
No.
On Disney?
No.
Because that's got the original cast from Enchanted in it.
Well, then I'll have to see that. But yeah. But no, this was a big disappointment. Big disappointment. That's all I can say. So don't waste your time, Pat.
Okay.
That's my advice on that. All right, well, let's go over this pretty good forecast for the week and a good forecast for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Sunny, 40s today. Sunny, 50 Tuesday. Sunny, 50 Wednesday. Sunny, 45 to 50 Thanksgiving. And in the 20s tonight. I mean, it doesn't get any easier.
We love the word sunny for a holiday, Pat. We love it.
I hear you.
All right. We'll check with you mañana.
Okay. Sounds good. Bye, Marshall.
Take care, Pat. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.